We're discussing Ahavas Yisrael. We're on the 23rd page, Chaf Gimel, Os Hey, here in the Bayam Darkecha. So we're going to conclude our discussion of Ahavas Yisrael with a discussion of Achdus, which means unity. When we think about the value of loving others, the Ahavas Yisrael, in that context, obviously, is the concept of Achdus. Rav Kook writes in Einaya, in his commentary on Brachos, he says that within the Koach of Achdus is found the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael. These are linked concepts. So we say, V'choshuv ma'od lilmod al godol ma'ilas to Achdus. It is valuable, it's very important to learn about the greatness, the importance of the midah of Achdus, of the value of Achdus, of unity. Ki al yidei zeh, through this, yis'or v'yis'laiv cheshek libo lahashkia b'zeh. We will be inspired to invest in it. Ki al av, ki avoda al ha'shalom v'ahav v'bein ish l'reyeyu chashuv eitzel Hashem Yisborach yosem mikol ha'avodos. Wow! He makes a big, bold statement, but the truth is, this is not the first place you'll find such a statement. Hakeev hagodol biyoser, the great pain, shel hashchina kedosha hu, is what? Mashalo noagim kavod echad b'chaveiro. That a person doesn't treat a fellow Jew properly. To say that that is the principal suffering kiviyachol, the pain of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that is a big statement. But guess what? He's not the first one to make it. Do you know who makes this statement plainly, loudly, clearly, definitively, and extensively? The Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim in the Hakdamah to Sefer Chafetz Chaim, he explains why it is that my nickname is Chafetz Chaim. No, I'm joking. He explains why it is that he wrote this extensive work, Chafetz Chaim, and then he develops this further in the Sefer Shemiras HaLashon. Chafetz Chaim says, the facts are staring at us in the face. How long are we in exile? An awful long time. Almost 2,000 years. Why did we end up in exile? So Chazal told us plainly and simply, because of sinas chinam, which he said is, of course, inherently, it's linked to lashon hara, the way we view people, the way we speak about them. He says, I don't understand. Isn't it obvious that we are in galus because of sinas chinam, because of lashon hara? What's the principal problem facing the Shechina kiviyachol? That the Shechina is in Golos. It's not apparent. It's because of sinas chinam. It's because of a lack of achdus. So it says, Vayam Darkecha, V'zeu ikar sibos ha-golos achrona. This is the primary principal cause of our recent Golos. Shehoy samachma sinas chinam v'chol ha-geula tuluya b'zeh. And that's why the Chavetz Chaim says, he says, we have to, of course, we've got to prioritize, we've got to focus on this mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael and stop speaking Lashon Hara and speak positively about people. And he explains, the Chavetz Chaim does, that the reason why this is so difficult for the Ribbono Shel Olam kiviyachol, and he quotes an extensive Zohar on this point, he says the Ribbono Shel Olam has many children, like imagine a regular parent would have. And to see children not getting along with each other is incredibly painful for parents. It hurts. It hurts.
It's also not so different that to love somebody else, you have to love yourself to love somebody else. So it's the same thing when you're looking at, like, if, like, Hashem loves us, how can He love us if we're not loving each other? Like, it's all from the same.
Because it's all what this, and this we talked about way at the beginning, that every Jew is a shorish, is really one shorish of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's Hakol Echad, it's Neshama Achas Begufim Mechulakim. So the Ribbono Shel Olam looks at us and if he sees, Lo Aleinu, that we can't work it out with other people, that we're not getting along. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in pain, is suffering from this. So of course we're going to be in Galus. Ube Emes Mitzvazu, tap the next column. Mitzvos V'Havta L'Recha Kamocha Noheges B'Chol Zman. It's a perpetual mitzvah. So he says, I'm just going to give you a few things to think about when you want to consider the importance of the mitzvah of the milah of Achdus. Aleph, al yedei avas chaverim, through loving others, v'istaklus ba'ayin tova al kol echad, on every person, zochem l'ashras ha'shechina, we merit to have the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence. Because the opposite of galus is geula. What is geula? So the Ramban says in the beginning of Parshas Shmos in the Hakdama, the galus is when things are out of place, when we do not have the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not just a geographic or geopolitical reality. It's that soda lokale ohaleim, the avos, the perfect state of the avos was that the Ribbono Shel Olam rested with them, and then that dissipated with the galus. So if we want geula, so geula is the Ribbono Shel Olam resting with us. So we need to bring about avas chaverim.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
And we were looking at the parshas this week.
And yeah.
We didn't have
avas chaverim. So obviously, of course, this is a big piece of the Seder that we ended up in Egypt in galus because of the pirud on their level that existed between the brothers. It's exactly the same nekuda. This idea that galus and geula of the Chafetz Chaim are dependent on or related to or correlated to the Hashras HaShechina and Avas Yisrael, those are all together. And they come up in many places. Because Inyan HaShechina is Giloy Elokus. And if we don't have that, you know, then on the outside, we live in what the Svarim HaKadoshim call Alma de Piruda, a fragmented, bifurcated world. So, if a person is developing this Avas Yisrael, so we'll have Hashras HaShechina. Go to Beis, just because for the interest of time, I want to get through everything. Lizkos LaTorah BeEmes. If you want to really have Torah, Efshar Rak Keshem Eskashem L'Shishim Ribu Neshamas Yisrael. This is an amazing point. We know that Torah, according to the Chazal, even though it's only about 300-some-thousand letters, it is imagined to have 600,000 letters, because that's the number of neshamas, meaning the number of perspectives, the number of dimensions of Torah, as every Jew has a little spark that relates to unique, v'sein chelkeinu b'sarasecha. Well, a full appreciation of Torah is only going to come about through the full totality of Knesset Yisrael. Avlam misrachim mi ki'ish echad b'lev echad. If we move away from the Sinai experience of feeling united, then e'ef shebishim ofen shebolam, you won't get Torah.
Right.
Gimel, yeah.
We're all in or nobody's in.
Exactly. It's got to be everyone. Gimel. Al yadesh Yosef sholom ba'olam, yizke l'chol hakadushos sheba'olam. Ein kli machzik bracha, the Mishnah says at the end of all of Mishnayos, Ela ha-shalom. Shalom is the end of Shimon Esrei. Shalom, it is the vessel. Imagine like a giant tub that catches all the brachos. So included in that, of course, chief among those is kedusha. The antithesis of Kedusha is Tumah, of the Koach of Ras. Rav Kook writes in the Inayah, in that piece, in Mem Vav, in Brachos, where he talks about the forces of evil. If you want to find them, he says you should sprinkle Afer, Kitma. The Gemara says you should sprinkle Afer next to your bed, and in the morning you're going to see the feet of the chicken. That's how you're going to know there was Koach of Ras. Rav Kook says, what does it mean, sprinkling ashes and the Koach of chicken, and the Koach of Ra with chicken feet? He says, amazing, amazing word. He says, what does Afer come from? Afer is ash. It comes from one hole that was fragmented, that was broken into little pieces. And so much so that those little pieces, the Gemara says that Afer, ashes, are not a bar gibel. They don't mix well together afterwards. They are bepirud. There's no achdus. And he says, you're going to find the chicken feet because chickens are menachrim ba'ashpa. They poke one little hole at a time, and they are associated with taiva, with excessive, selfish, material and base pleasures, which is the association of...
Like if you watch them.
If you ever watch chickens. Oh, so he says, that's why a person who is mishtakeh, which we spoke about weeks ago, a mishtakeh in chomrius, in physicality, is going to despise others. Letaiva yavakesh nifrad. He's always going to see that person is impinging on his space. So Rav Kook says, if a person is rachmana litzlan, shakua in machlokes, in hating other people, in anti-unity, in disunity, that's where the koach of ra emerges, the shadim, the demons. And you know how you find them? You leave ashes, which are the expression, the symbol of disunity, and you're going to find the remnants of the chickens. Fascinating pshat in the Gemara. It's the anti-kedusha. It's the shadim, the koach. Dalid. Ayadeshin itzolim b'pirut machlokas v'nechlolim ba'avim kol neshamos Yisrael zochem lehinatzim b'kol tavas ha'olam. We are saved from becoming nishtakeh, we just talked about, in chomrius. Because the base part of the person, the physical part of the person, that's what's different one from the other. But the Alter Rebbe told us that at our neshama level, we're really all one. We're neshama achas begufa mechulakim. So we're going to be drawn away from our physical and more towards spiritual. Number five, hey, kol ha'ashpol sheba olam. All the goodness that Hashem is trying to pour into the world, tulim kefi midas ha'achdos. We can only tap into the source of bracha, the channel that is the aura of Hashem in the world, through achdus. Why? Because that creates a bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vav, another perspective. And each one of these you could really amp up in its own way. Ha'etza leparnasa, amazing idea. Where do you find a key to material success in the world? V'yosef hu ha'mashbir. What was Yosef HaTzadik? He was the man who was trying to make shalom with the brothers. He was trying to bring about the tikkun of the machlokas. Now, it could be that Yosef, maybe at the beginning, was part of the challenge, but Yosef recognized through his own personal gullus that the necessary unity was for, is that then what was necessary was for unity to come about. So he, according to one Mahalach, that's why he didn't reveal himself to the brothers, was that he was focused on trying to mend and bring about the tikkun of shalom, of achdus. And he was the mashbir l'cholam ha'aretz. He was the man who was in charge of parnasa. Amazing idea. So he says it's connected to Yesod. Zion. Kol k'peida u'mechitza bein adam l'chaveiro. Every barrier that exists between people, sha'adam shover u'mevatel, that we smash, he breaks down the barriers between them, themselves, and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Through that, you want to bring a Yeshua into the world, and Baruch Hashem, we have that koach, and unfortunately we need it so much. We could tap into that koach. We can create shalom, which is going to bring Yeshuas. Ches, im Yehudi al Yodea, Eze Sha'arm Neftachim Lo, if a Jew would realize what gates are open to us, Kishenizar Bekavar Chaver, when we are careful about our friend's dignity, Bevada Hem Izbonim Yad Lashu B'tshuva Alin, it would inspire us to tshuva, to do better and to be better. Tes, Mishazacha Lios Ma'uchad Belev Emesim Kol Yehudi, if we were able to reach this high level of really being Ba'achdus with others, if we lacked one mitzvah, think about it. There are 613 mitzvahs. How many can one person do? Well, I'm a kohen, so I can't be a melech. You're not a kohen, you can't do avodah in the mikdash. Men can do women that mitzvahs that women can't do. If you live in chutz laretz, you can't do mitzvahs. So how are you going to be mashlim all the taryak mitzvahs for the komas ha'adam? No one person can do it, but only through avas Yisrael, through Achdus. If you see yourself as Guf Echad with all Jews, then you tap into the koach of that person to be besak in his mitzvah. That Jew's mitzvah, the kind of mitzvah of Yishev Aretz, or the mitzvah of Trumas, or Maestros, or whatever it is that that person is doing that I'm not doing. If I'm living a life of Achdus, then my neshama is tapped into the koach of those mitzvahs. That safsa, that connection to those mitzvahs is through my Achdus. And his last point, Ein b'tikun ha-nefesh, tikun gadol mizeh. There is no greater tikun, fixing for our soul. K'sha'adam bo lehitiv im zulaso b'leiv emes. When a person goes to help others, shebezeh mocho v'libo nitarin. His mind and his heart are purified through the tikun of opening our hearts to others. And I would add one 11th nakuda here that relates to this last point. And that is, and he's talking on a tikkun hanefesh, on a spiritual side. I think it's also true, perhaps, on an emotional side, a psychological side. In the sense that every person, we all in this world, we struggle We live with brokenness. We deal with challenges. And how do we heal those challenges? How do we manage to get through them? So there are many different components to healing and to making it through the struggles, the Yisrael Kisarisa. But one of those is this idea of, I think, connecting to others, of gaining chizuk through others. Obviously, the most basic is through connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but also through a connection to others. If we nurture Avas Yisrael and we feel that we're really together with others, so we don't feel alone, and we certainly don't feel lonely. That's the shorish of that. That's what really the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence in our lives also does. But it's also true for others. So I saw an amazing story, an amazing vart from the Blujeva Rebbe, who was the Blujeva Rebbe, who was the son of the Blujeva who went through the Holocaust. Now, he wasn't his actual son. He was the adopted son, because the Blujeva's wife and daughter were killed. He met an amazing woman, Branya, in Bergen-Belsen. He married her, and she had two little children, two sons. So one of them became the successor of the Holy Blujeva. He became the Blujeva Rebbe. So someone once asked him, how is it possible that he, this adopted stepson, became so connected and almost resembled the previous Blujeva Rebbe? Like, you would have thought it was father and son. So the Blujeva apparently said, you ready for this?
The son.
He said that there's a concept in Hilchos Treifus, which we know is true, and I know this from one of my own children who broke his clavicle. There's a concept of Treifus called Shever al Shever Yachtov Yidbeku, that an animal that has a broken bone, if the two broken bones set next to each other, they become fused into one bone. I have a child like this, that he broke his clavicle, and then when they did the x-ray afterwards, the subsequent follow-up, you saw that the two broken bones were kind of situated a little bit off, and they just fused into one bone. And he said, we were two broken people. He said, my father lost everything, his wife, his daughter, his chassidim, and the only world he knew. And this young man said, I lost my father and the entire extended family. I was a young, bewildered orphan when he came into my life. He said, we healed from each other. Is it any wonder that we became one? So Achdus, that Avas Yisrael, enables us to heal. When we feel brokenness and we connect to another Jew who also has a shtickle brokenness, because everybody has a little piece of that, we can better become whole in our own lives. How great is this Mila, this Midavach?